As Glooskap traveled around, he came upon an old woman sitting on a rock. So he went up to her and said, "Who are you? Where do you come from?" The old woman looked at Glooskap and said, "You do not recognize me? I am your grandmother. I owe my existence from this rock on the ground. Early this morning, dew formed on this rock's surface, and with the help of the giver of life, I was given the body of an old woman, already wise and knowledgeable. If you respect my wisdom and my knowledge, this rock will help you understand your place in this world." And Glooskap was glad his grandmother came to join him. He was grateful that now he had someone who was going to teach him all there was to know about living on Mother Earth. Wise in many ways, Grandmother told Glooskap that she was going to teach him everything there was to know about the sky, Grandfather Sun, Grandmother Moon, the stars, the road of the spirits or the shadows, the Milky Way, and so many other things, and that she would teach him everything there was to know about the wind and the seasons and the tides and the characteristics and behaviors of the plants and animals, and how to make food and clothing and shelter. So Glooskap was happy when his grandmother came into the world. Soon after this, Glooskap saw a small animal scurrying along. It was Abistanoosh, a marten. And he said, "Abistanoosh, my brother, come here. I have a favor to ask of you." And the Abistanoosh came over and he said, "What do you want, brother Glooskap?" And Glooskap said, "Well, I want to ask if you can give up your life. Grandmother and I need to continue to live. We need to rely on your body, because you can provide for us. With your skin, we can make our clothing. With your flesh, we can eat. And with your bones, we can make our tools. And your internal organs, we can use for our medicines." The animal looked down, and then looked up at Glooskap and said, "Yes, take my life. I give it to you, so you and your grandmother can live." So Glooskap picked up Abistanoosh and brought him over to grandmother. And grandmother snapped the neck of the little animal and laid him down on the ground. In the meantime, Glooskap, with his eagle feather in hand, looked up into the sky and said, "Oh, Gizuk, forgive me for taking the life of the animal, my brother. Grandfather Sun, forgive me for taking the shadow of the animal, my brother. And Mother Earth, forgive me for taking part of yourself for my creation and my sustenance." In the meantime, grandmother was preparing the animal, and she told Glooskap, "Pick up the 7 sparks left over from the bolts of lightning that caused your creation. Bring them together in the middle of this pit, and bring 7 pieces of dry wood, and arrange them on top of the 7 sparks. And invite our cousin Whirlwind, Wijosin, to come in." And so Glooskap did all this, and Wijosin came in and swirled around and left. And that swirling around caused the 7 sparks to heat up, and the 7 pieces of dry wood to burn. This is how the first fire was created. The Jibuktu, we call it in our language, the Great Spirit Fire. And so it was on this Great Spirit Fire that grandmother cooked the animal, the marten. And they shared this meat. They had a feast of meat to celebrate grandmother's arrival into the world. And so grandmother taught Glooskap about the fire and its relationship to our survival. And they lived together. And grandmother shared her knowledge. She made their clothing and tools from the animal that Glooskap brought her, and taught him everything there was to know about surviving.